Random thought. Is a 4-day work week the wave of the future?
God, I hope not.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 126. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and definitely leave a review.
So apparently Congress is working on a 4-day work week, or at least it was introduced, right? So first thing, when you saw this pop up, what did you think? When you just see the headlines, the notifications, 4-day work week being worked on, are we excited?
No, I thought this was Congress stay out private companies' business. That's what I thought about this. This is an overreach of power. Congress, you don't need to worry about that. Focus on your stuff and let the private sector do its thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Republican Terrell. Go.
Nope. I have some things I'm conservative about. I have some things I'm liberal about. And in this case, the government needs to stay out of that. Let companies decide, because there are certain companies who have tested and piloted a 4-day work week.
Right.
And in certain industries, that works.
Right.
In certain industries, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my point of government stay out of that. For those that want to try it and it's working for them, awesome. And for the people who are in the workforce that would love a 4-day work week, find companies that do that.
Right.
But I don't think the government should be involved in this conversation.
All right. So one of the things I was working on, a project I had to do while working on my MBA was dealing with employee morale and things to do to kind of to make it better. And I heard of this happening in certain places. So I use this as the example, which was, all right, every other weekend you get a 3-day weekend. Now, of course, having to do it with my industry that I work in, it wasn't going to work for certain departments. It's just like you said, it can't work everywhere. It worked well for the office people. You know, they were like, okay, well, we'll get this. And especially if you rotate who gets that 3-day weekend every other weekend, it just meant working a couple extra hours, right? So instead, whether you do 9 hours a day, I think it was, and then it comes around so that you get that Friday, that every other Friday off, so you get a 3-day weekend. That, but of course, if you're on air, that's not going to work because you still got to be on for everybody else 5 days out of the week at least, right?
Right.
So again, works for a department. But then I saw this thing and it said, no, they're talking about a 32-hour work week instead of a 40-hour work week. And I went, something about this doesn't seem like it'll work out for the employee as much as you may think.
Correct. It won't. And again, it depends on the companies that have tried this.
Right. Right.
If you're one of those woke companies that want to do something like this and it works out great for everybody and the pay stays the same, you didn't cut people's pay from expecting them to work 40 hours. Now you took them down to 32.
Mm-hmm.
Great. It could potentially work. But here's the rub, right? When you look at all industries, certain industries, you need people that want to work more than 40 hours because they're getting overtime. And there are a lot of people
right.
who work those type of roles. We're not talking about your, you know, office accountants. We're talking about the blue collar workers.
Right.
They love the overtime because mm-hmm. that's where they make their bread and butter. They even budget for it throughout the year. I'm going to work here, mm-hmm. here. This week, I'm going to work all the spring break week because I get overtime. And that's
right.
how I'm going to pay off my mortgage or whatever the case may be. So it benefits those employees. The other thing is for the employers, if let's just say this happened and companies had to figure out how to do a 32-hour work week, you're going to see people making less money mm-hmm. because they're going to bring them in as hourly, non-exempt workers and make them have to clock in instead mm-hmm. of paying them salary. The other thing is the employer is going to see a higher increase in employee benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they have to hire some more people to cover those 8 hours a week that's not being covered by everyone else. So you have to actually add more people, which is great in a sense to say we're adding people to the workforce,
mm-hmm.
but not for an employer because now I'm losing on the benefit side. And then the other thing is output. So you have a lot of production facilities, a lot of those different things that you have to get certain outputs, and it's based on man hours, not man being male, just man hours that people actually have to work to be able to get that particular
people
output
hours.
Out of it. And so, okay, people hours, person hours, their hours, whatever we want to call it, right? But I'm saying that there's a huge impact this would have. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't think this is something that's going to ever pass. I don't think it's going to happen. What I do think is this is political, where politicians are like, we're old, and there's a young generation of people coming to the workforce that don't want to work 40 hours a week, but they want to be rich. So what can we make it seem like we're trying to do to get those young voters to vote for us? Because those old people don't give a shit if you're working 32 hours or 40 hours.
Here's the thing. I mean, it can work for this 4-day work week, because in what they're proposing, no. Because, like you said, money. Financially, that's not going to be beneficial to anybody making less money, right? Right. Employer's not going to want to pay you the same salary to work 8 hours less, okay? So that's not going to happen. And if you're... So if you do, though, the 40-hour work week still, 10 hours a day, right? For 4 days, that can work. You still get your 3 days off, your 3-day weekend every week. Now you're gonna have to shift a couple people, so sometimes you're off and somebody else is working. You know, now you may work Monday through Thursday, but somebody else gonna work mm-hmm. Thursday through Friday. I mean, Tuesday mm-hmm. through Friday. Thursday through Friday would be crazy. That's really short work week.
that's possible if we're talking about the corporate professional people. Mm. Yes, what you're describing potentially could work. Yeah. But the bulk of the workforce is that blue-collar workforce. And even right now, employers are having a hard time trying to find people to work a 10-hour workday. They're mm-hmm. having a hard time trying to find people to work a 5-hour workday. They're mm-hmm. having a hard time finding people to show up at great wages. We're not talking low pay. There's jobs out there that are paying $33 an hour. Yeah. They will train you, and trying to get people just to show up to work mm-hmm. is just not happening right now. And so I think it's just a different culture of people that are coming into the workforce than their parents, right? Maybe as a kid, they saw their parents working crazy hours and they said, I don't want to have to do that. And so a lot of employers are struggling. Look at the layoffs that happened in the tech industry. A lot of the young people that got laid off, they're distraught and hard to believe that a company laid me off. And I thought it was great. I work at Meta. Everything should be great because I work at Meta. Well, now you don't. Now you go find someplace else. And oh, all these people now, they're trying to hire you, want you to be in the office. They want you to work this many hours. And now you're upset about that. So I don't think this would help, you know, the big picture things. I don't think it would help. Can it work in certain cases? 100% agree, but I'm not for it.
Just in case you haven't noticed, Terrell is not the guy that you call and say and complain about what's happening at the job, okay? Because he's going to hit you with stuff like this all the time. And what does that have to do with your manager?
Quit. If you don't like it, quit. Well, it's not right. I have this. I mean, it's really interesting if you listen to the manager levels and then you listen to the employee levels and you hear different mm-hmm. conversations. Managers are upset because employees don't work hard enough and they don't care enough, which they never will. An employee will never care as much as that manager does. The manager's job is to inspire and motivate that employee to care just enough to not fuck shit up. Right. You know, but that employee, your operator, your manager doesn't care about, you know, your daycare bills, your car notes and all that. Here's the job that you signed an offer letter for. And because your spending situation or things change in your personal life that causes you to need more money, it's not their job to give that to you. So I'm a big believer. If you don't like what you're doing, quit. But I think you got to really decide what you want to do and go into it. You know, I worked retail, hospitality. You can't go into those industries and saying, I don't really want to work a lot of hours. That's what we do in that industry. And that's just how it is. So you need to find something else that's different.
Exactly. Now, you know, we saw this news that came out as well. And first of all, looking at the source, it's Fox News. So it's really not news. It's just Fox telling us
that's a news organization. It's in the title. Yeah. Fox okay. News. It's real.
Okay, you keep believing that.
CNN News, it's real. It's all real.
We saw this pop out, and Fox News was reporting it, about the Pentagon saying that there's a mothership in our solar system. Is this believable? Are we believing this? Are we thinking there's something else happening here? Are we finally ready for Independence Day? The real life, not the movie.
When I saw this story, the first thing it reminded me of was Orson Welles and the mm-hmm. War of the Worlds, you know.
Yeah.
And his radio show freaked the world out. And so I think if there are aliens and space motherships, would the government ever really tell us? And if they do say, you know what, we should be honest with the American people and tell them, if they told us, we still wouldn't believe it. Because then we're going to think this is just the GOP trying to get us to do this, or this is just another effort by the Dems to distract us from the Biden administration and focus on alien. I mean, like, we're just so divisive that it's just hard to believe anything.
Two things in that. One, that is a great point. And it also explains why when Trump said, you know, we need to have the Space Force, and everybody's like, this dude's crazy. He was probably just the first president that goes, you know what? I'm going to say this shit out loud.
And they'll like, start some shit.
No, don't have it. Don't say. You know what? Nobody's going to believe him anyway. Let's just let him say it. Fuck it.
Yeah. I just don't think we would all believe it. I mean, literally, if Biden came out, American people, I need to be honest with you about something. Area 51 is real. And we've been doing some tests on aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some crazy stuff that's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks. People wouldn't believe it. They would call it some type of lie, some type of deal. And that's just where we are. So yeah. When they see this thing about spaceships, I'm like, I don't buy it. I don't believe it. And if it's real, I don't want to really know.
Okay. This is why what you said at first is exactly why I thought Man of Steel was the best Superman movie ever, okay? Because the old Superman movies were always, Superman shows up, everybody's like, oh my God, Superman, yay! This one, they're like, what the hell? Government's like, we need him, here. We need to control you immediately. Because that's what it would be like, right? I mean, think about it. So that's what I liked about that Man of Steel movie, because it was way more realistic in that sense of, well, we gotta track you, we gotta know where you are. Look, at the end of the movie, he's like, I grew up in Kansas. How much more American do I? You can't get more American than that, is what his line was, right? You know, it's like, look, I've been here this whole time. I haven't affected the world like The Last of Us, you know? So what are you talking about? But it's showing the kind of control. So now I think what I'm noticing is the government is feeding bits and pieces of information. Remember the Navy pilots, that footage that was released of Navy mm-hmm. pilots, and they come across UFOs and they're just disappearing like, whoa, what the hell was that? You know, it's bits and pieces. Area 51's been there for the longest time, and they've never really commented on it. Now, when they bring that ship out of the bottom of from under the runway at Area 51, what are we going to say then?
I mean, I'm a believer that anything is possible. Mm-hmm. You know, everything does not always make sense in what we know, in the knowledge that we have. There's some things that can happen. You know, that Malaysian flight that just disappeared, mm-hmm. that happens. Things that all of a sudden disappear in the Bermuda Triangle, maybe aliens took it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, but what
we
if that
play with this one?
Yeah, but what if that footage of those Navy pilots that was similar to the Chinese balloon thing that freaked everybody out,
you but that know, was moving slow
recently. Get it. But let's just say that was an alien. But the government doesn't want to tell us that that was an alien flying over our states taking data. So what they do is, this is a Chinese balloon, and then they go to China. Hey, China, here's the deal. You saw Orson Welles, if the people think that aliens are coming this close to take footage, we're going to have a problem, and that's going to impact you too, China. So I need a favor. Take one for the team. Say that you owned it, but get mad at us for shooting it down. That way it looks like it's more of a thing and it's a distraction. You can go down the conspiracy theory rabbit hole on all these things. It's just, we're just at a state that I don't think anybody would believe. If they could have a Netflix documentary of Area 51 and show us aliens, people wouldn't believe it. There's still people that think the first moon landing was fake. It's staged. So I just don't think we believe it.
Yeah. You know, it's a set in Hollywood. Yes. but, you know, I think even that first balloon, they said that's what it was. Then the rest of the stuff that we'll never recover. Because remember, they even recovered that from in the Atlantic. They recovered it. They even showed them getting the structure and like, okay, well, this is what this was. But they shot down three other things right after that. And, oh, yeah, we may never be able to find that. How? How? If you wanted to, in your satellite, in Google Earth, I can zoom in on your house, on your front door. I can get down to street level and look at your front door. And you telling me that you don't know where that thing fell when you knew exactly where it was when you shot it out of the sky? Stop it.
Well, the material that that balloon was, that those things that were made out of, not the mm-hmm. balloon that we caught, it's the other two things. Mm-hmm. Those, the material that dissolves when it hits salt water. So when it hit the ocean.
But see, okay, it wasn't over the ocean, because the other one, I think, was in the mountains. There was one up in Alaska.
Okay. Yeah. So when it hits dirt, it dissolves, right? When it hits U.S. soil, there's something in U.S. soil that all of that stuff dissolves, and they can't get a hold of it.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. That's the lie.
Look, man, I always like to say, I've seen this movie before. There's a lot of these. Like, Last of Us is another one. I'm looking at that like, you know, was that what COVID was prepping us for? This video game kind of, you know, was just leading us to this point. We got COVID, then we're looking at this series, and they're like, well, it's the number one streaming show right now. We might be ready for the next phase.
And same thing that happened with COVID. People still got to go out. This is bullshit. You got some people could be so scared to stay at home and not do anything. Mm. And slowly but surely, the fungus will win.
Okay. Doesn't at least scare you a little bit? Because you know they keep talking about these zombie viruses that were under ice. And as the snow caps are melting, how come these viruses that have been asleep for a couple hundred years? We've seen this movie before.
Mm-hmm.
Is this about to be real life Independence Day meets The Last of Us?
Potentially, because I was reading up on those zombie viruses that they said that they only can live under certain conditions. So if they mm-hmm. were to come out into the air, based on what we've seen, or based on what the scientists tell us, mm-hmm. can't live. But it doesn't scare me, because what will happen is if something does break, a vial breaks, something leaks out, and somehow they're going to ship part of that little zombie virus to Wuhan, China, and then blame them for that. So they'll find a way to make it seem like it wasn't our fault, that we're messing with stuff that we shouldn't mess with. So who knows, man? It's just hard to believe any of this stuff. And I'm far from a conspiracy theorist. I just have trust issues. And so I'm like, whatever bullshit they're going to feed us, whatever.
Well, speaking of bullshit, this set off a storm. I mean, okay, so last week was the Oscars, right? And of course, one of the big things kept coming out of the Oscars was Angela Bassett losing to Jamie Lee Curtis, and just her reaction, or non-reaction, really, because her reaction was like, But then the biggest thing to come out of that was the after party. It was a Vanity mm-hmm. Fair after party, and Ciara and Russell Wilson, you know, they go to parties. They'll go and they'll show up and make appearances, and they did. And her dress, at least what part of the dress that showed up with her to the Vanity Fair after party, has been making waves ever since. And people, poor Russell, man, he cannot catch a break. You know, he's been a good stepdaddy to Baby Future, and still he catches strays about being the corny dude, right? Then here he is on the red carpet with this woman, his wife, the mother of his kids. She's looking good wearing this dress that, it was very revealing. And people are like, how did he let her? Well, she had a thong, but still, it was very revealing. And people are giving him hell, saying, how did he let her out of the house with that on?
All right, what blows my mind about this is, people think Russell Wilson has the power to go to Ciara and say, as your husband, no, you can't wear that because I said so. I mean, this is not the 50s. The other thing is, she's an entertainer. Be one thing if she was Ciara the RN and wanted to show up to a banquet like that. She's not. A lot of entertainers dress very provocatively, and it's their brand. That's their image. She doesn't have any new albums coming out, so she has to do something. But yet, that's just what they do in that space. Jennifer Lopez dressed sexy all the time.
Okay.
Ben's not going to say anything about that.
Even the green dress that Jennifer Lopez won that caused a stir back then wasn't as revealing as this one. It just had a deep V-cut. It was still held on tightly by that tape that was holding it, so it didn't pop open. But it was still a long enough, and it wasn't a see-through dress. The difference in this was that there was nothing left to the imagination. Here's the thing about it. I looked at Sierra and that and didn't go, oh my God, that's sexy. No, it wasn't. I was just like, oh, why? I mean, because to be quite honest, if she wore a form-fitting dress, it would have been sexier than the see-through, let me see your ass cheeks and your, the pasties on your nipples so that we don't actually see your nipples. Leave something to the imagination. That's all I'm saying. I get entertainers dress up and do more. That was doing less.
Well, you have to do more when you're not relevant, right?
Okay.
Lady Gaga doesn't have to dress crazy anymore. Yep. Lady Gaga doesn't have to do that. She doesn't have to wear a meat dress anymore because she is relevant. She's still relevant. She's still performing. She's still being invited to perform at shows. Sierra, what has she really been doing? So she does this stuff for relevancy. And a lot of entertainers do this. They haven't been out in a while or they haven't done something, but they got to keep their name in the public eye. Mm-hmm. Perfect opportunity to do that. Maybe she has an album getting ready to come out, and this was just a way to get some more buzz traction to her Instagram feed and socials. But you're doing this when you need to be relevant again. Russell Wilson isn't relevant. At least this last season, he wasn't. So... You know what I mean? So it's kind of like they do this for the shock and awe, and it worked because we're sitting here talking about it. I would not want to be with a woman that wore that dress to an event like that all over social media. I wouldn't want to date her, you know, but Sierra doesn't want me. So I don't have to worry about that.
Because see, here you are defending her wearing the dress and saying, well, he can't tell her this, and he can't do this, which is facts. But the question that really boils down to it, because even when we did this on the show last week, right, there were a lot of women who were defending Sierra wearing it. Well, she looked good. She did this. I'm like, as a man, I can tell you it was okay. But that's not your wife. That's somebody you see in the club like, yo, come here. And the next morning, you're like, please, you know what I'm saying? That's not the wife. You don't want your wife out there like that, right? And that's this man on the red carpet with his wife showing everything to everybody, right? And there are people who are like, it's about, she's a mother, and a mother shouldn't be, hold up now. Because we've seen some mothers out there. Black Biker Weekend, spring break. Now, and how many kids does it say that you have to have before you can stop dressing like that? Because if you are a young mother of one, are you fine to go out dressed like that still? Or is it because you have two or three that you can't? I mean, you can't put these kind of restrictions on somebody in that space. So I agree with you in that sense. But I think as a whole, as not just as a mother, but as a wife. And of course, he's happy with it. And he's fine with it because what's he going to say? But I just think it was the wrong place. And just it wasn't not even the wrong place. It was classless. Bottom line, it was classless.
Well, here's my... If I had anything negative to say about this dress, is I hope it doesn't give regular people any ideas. And what I mean by regular people, it's you work at Walmart during the day and you're going out for ladies' night at the club on Friday and you want to dress like this. Mm. Don't do it. It's a bad move. And here's why I say this. Sierra dressing like this with her husband at the Grammys, there's a lot of security. There's going to be a lot of people around. She's in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. You go to the club in the hood dressed like this, bad. You know what I mean? And not everybody can pull this off, because that's the other thing that we see is people say that, ooh, I'm going to dress like Sierra. No, maybe you shouldn't. You know, because Sierra has the body for that.
To be fair, Lizzo did a see-through dress as well and didn't have the pasties on either. I'm not even sure she had underwear on. But
Lizzo did that in an environment where she had security and safety around her. I'm talking about you've done a lot of DJing events at clubs. And you've seen some things. Mm-hmm. You can't walk in. Lizzo's not just going to walk into a regular club for drinks on a Friday night with no security dressed like that, because it's not safe. And that's why I think you can say it's tasteless. But I think Sierra doesn't care about her kids aren't going to be worried about what she had when they get old enough to Google and look that up. They're not going to be worried about it at all. They probably already saw it. But entertainers, celebrities at this level, they can do that. The regular people should not do that.
Look, Here's the thing I have about it. Just because you can doesn't mean that you should, okay? It's like, you know, and I'm sorry that Lizzo's going to catch some of these strays at the same time, because when Lizzo went to the basketball game, was it the Lakers game? With her ass cheeks out and sat down on a chair that other people have to sit down on like that. I say that for everybody. Keep your ass cheeks covered when you're going sitting in public places, because nobody else wants to sit on your ass juice, okay?
I think Sierra, Lizzo, any woman, you have the right to wear whatever you want to wear.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a cause and effect. And the cause and effect for Sierra to wear this at the Grammys is different than the cause and effect of somebody wearing this at the club down on the east side. Totally just, different scenario.
Just because you have the right to do it doesn't mean you should do it either.
Just saying, I don't think anyone should say Russell Wilson as a man, you should have told her, because he could, but she was dressing provocative. This isn't like the first time she's done this, you know,
yeah,
or, and she was doing that before she met him. So he can't be like, well, now that we're together,
mm-hmm.
okay. You can't do that no more, because as a man, you represent me, blah, blah, blah. Not going to happen.
I'll be honest with you. That's where you and I agree, in the sense that he can't tell her what to wear. Now, he can make his suggestions if he likes, but he can't tell her what to wear. I mean, this is, like you said, it's not the 50s. This is not the Leave It to Beaver family anymore. You know what I mean? So you got to kind of understand that, and the way that dynamic works. And of course, he knows. He was with her when she walked out of the house. He didn't get to the red carpet like, what the hell are you wearing?
Let me play it cool, Russell. Play it cool. It's 4th and 20. Don't get rattled. Don't get rattled.
Russell was on that red carpet going like, who's corny now? Who's a cornball now? You see what I got on my arm. you think she wants to be with a rapper, huh? Look at
yeah. Yeah, more part. And, you know, there are a lot of guys out there who are that controlling. There are some women who like a guy who's going to tell them what they can and can't wear. More power to you.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is Russell's not going to be able to tell her no.
Mm-hmm.
She can't wear that. She did it. She got what she wanted. She got the attention she wanted. She got the relevancy that she needed to get back into the public eye.
Win-win maybe for her. We're looking at this wrong. What if that dress was the compromise? What if what we saw on the red carpet was a compromise? Maybe she had something even more provocative. Maybe there were no pasties that he was like, woman, if you don't get back in there and put something on, she went, clack, clack, I put something on. What if
or,
what we saw was a compromise?
What if Sierra is connected to the aliens in the mothership?
Oh, boy.
And this whole dress is actually a message to all the other aliens living on the Earth that they understand what's going on. This is how they communicate with each other. So for us, we're talking about the dress, but there's really messages going, hey, Wednesday, 5 o'clock, we're going to meet at X.
Oh, my God. On that note, our speculations are over. Don't forget, we're back Wednesday, Married at First Sight Season 16 Nashville Recap, and then Friday back with Ready to Love, Tell's favorite show of all time.
Gross.
Yeah, you
back
know, you
Friday
know.
Night.
Yeah.
Friday
you
night.
Love it. You
negative
love it,
Ghost Rider.
Hold on 1 second. I just want to check something here real quick.
While you were doing, I had to double check. So I was like, okay, what does CNN stand for? And it's Cable News Network. That's what I was like, News Network.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, what if it doesn't mean News Network? So I was trying to catch it in case I had to give a correction at the end, because you know somebody's going to hit me in the comments.
Yes.
At Just Terrell. CNN stands for...
See? Not now.
Cable National...
Nincompoops.
Something. Yeah.
Oh, and Terrell, so here is the interesting thing. This Friday is also marking the start of season 4 of Love is Blind.
Mm.
So do we take episode 127 and bring Love is Blind, the first couple episodes? Because you know they're going to break it into at least 3 or 4 different things.
I think we could do that.
Okay, so next Monday. So you see, Wednesday we got Married at First Sight recap. Friday, Love is Blind recap. We'll give you the weekend to watch, not Love is Blind, Ready to Love. We'll give you the weekend to watch Love is Blind. And then next Monday, we'll be back with the first installment of Season 4's recap for Love is Blind.
Okay, I can do that happen. I can make that happen. That'll be a good palate cleanser after watching Ready to Love. I can watch Love is Blind and... different level of drama.
Yeah.
Some better editing, some better production quality.
You gonna leave Oprah Winfrey Network alone, okay?
She should know better. I'm sorry. I would expect more from Oprah than anything that she's gonna put her hand on. This is trash.
Oh my God. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.